It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
All right. Welcome, you guys, back to Money for Lunch. My friends, I want to thank you so very much for your consistent support of our show. Thank you so much for your feedback, your suggestions. It means a lot to me. And just wanted to mention that you can get my latest book. My latest book, DominatingYourMind.com. Let me try that again. You can get my latest book, Dominating Your Mind, at DominatingYourMind.com. And it's available on Amazon as well for like $20. But if you're a regular listener of my show, I wanted to reward you and give you the book for free. You've got to pay a little bit of shipping and handling, and I'll send it to you. And if you want, I'll even autograph it. Of course, that's purely optional. And anyway, just wanted to get it in your hands. So Dominating Your Mind is all about crushing your fears, destroying your doubts, so you can become unstoppable. And in that book, I kind of chronicle some of my most outrageous, if you will, achievements, not in a, you know, again, not to brag, but just to let you know what can happen when you're able to destroy your doubts, right? And you're able to do crazy stuff. And also I talk about, connected with Arnold Schwarzenegger, how that was made possible. And here we are 30 plus years later, and we're still hanging out and doing stuff. And anyway, so if you are interested in mental toughness, if you're interested in just achieving more, then I urge you to go to DominatingYourMind.com, pick up the book for free, and let me know what you think. All right, let's kick it in gear. Today's quote of the day is brought to you by Adam D. Adam D, thank you for sending this quote. And all of a sudden it just went crazy on me. There it is. All right. So the quote is from Reba McEntire, country singer Reba McEntire. All the money in the world can't buy you back good health. All the money in the world can't buy you back good health, by Reba McEntire. If you have a quote of the day, send it to me. LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and we'll use it on the air and give you a shout out. When I read this quote, I also thought of the late, great Steve Jobs. He had some health issues that made his life much shorter, and he definitely would agree with that statement. All right, let's get the party started. I'm being joined today by John Matheson. John Matheson is the CEO of Commercial Loan Success, a software and education platform designed to help small business owners and property investors make more informed financing decisions. Using the Commercial Loan Success Loan Analysis software platform, commercial borrowers and commercial lenders are able to communicate more effectively, and borrowers are able to approach commercial lenders more confidently. John Matheson, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Why, thank you, sir.
Well, I got to ask you, this is, you know, this is a very, very competitive, very almost confusing marketplace, because there's so many people out there trying to get borrowers to get money from them or borrow money from them. There is a lot of, hidden fees out there. There's just a lot of shenanigans, for lack of better terms. And so how did you come about getting started with Commercial Loan Success? Kind of give us your background and how you ended up here.
Yeah, sure. And hey, by the way, congratulations on your book.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, writing a book, as I know, writing a book is not easy. And when you finally do it, and mine, Commercial Loan Success, you know, funny, because when it first hit on Amazon, I get a phone call And it's like, you're a number one rated book in the financial space today.
Wow.
And I said, wow, right? I'm like, you're kidding me. My mother's so proud, Bert, right? So I'm like, so the consultant says, if I'm you, I take a screenshot of that because it's not going to last long.
Right.
So I take the screenshot. So you know what I'm doing for 2 days, right? I keep refreshing the screen to see when it finally falls off. And then by the weekend, it was off. I'm like, darn it, I haven't hit it again yet. So hopefully you do hit number one early. And if you do, there's a nice little banner that comes out. Take a screenshot.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm hoping to be as fortunate as that. But writing a book is definitely daunting. And congratulations to you as well on that. Number one on Amazon is a big deal. So congratulations twice.
It was fun day. And you know, it was it ties into the question you just asked me. So I'm a real estate developer by trade. And I actually started my career back in New York on Wall Street when Reagan was in office, just to give you an idea of all of a sudden when you look in the mirror and you just realize there's a few gray hairs, now you know why. And coming through the 90s and the 2000s, we were always able to, you know, figure out a way how to build our business. But, you know, just to frame the discussion, when you're in real estate and you're in real estate property development, and you've done it for over 30 years. I mean, you've survived three recessions, which is kind of cool. And along the way, I've probably completed around $50 million of transactions as a principal or a professional. And we're probably involved in that much stuff again now. And like you just said about your book, I don't say that to brag. I say it to give context to the audience that for me, up until when I got involved with this software, getting either a bank loan for one of my properties or a credit line for my business, like most everybody who's listening to me today would believe, is somewhere between trepidation and uncertainty all the way to absolute dread.
Yes.
Right? That's the emotional gambit you run through as a business owner. And a lot of the reason for that is because we don't know the metrics that they're using to qualify us for our transactions. And when we're running our business and we need a credit line to expand or take advantage of an opportunity, a term loan, an equipment loan, or a property loan to buy the building we're in or to buy an investment, wouldn't it be nice to be able to predict the behavior of the banking institution before you ever speak to them?
Yes.
So that's what our software does. So let's dial back to what happened to me. Post the last recession, that epic 2008-2009 world where trying to get real estate money from credible institutions was not easy. And I came out the other side of all that with a couple of properties that by 2012 I was looking to refi. And I get a call from one of my lenders, and he says, you know, Your term is up in June. It was like January. And normally for as a commercial developer, you extend your bank note. And the banker says, we're not extending. We're being bought out. We need you off our balance sheet. You've got to place the loan somewhere else. And there you sit as the developer. What do you do, right? So me, I'm always, you know, I always network to a resolution. So now I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I'm on the phone trying to find somebody who will take over this property. And it was a 7-digit deal, but it was really good shape financially. But still, the usual suspects in the market for big banks weren't jumping through the phone saying, yeah, we'll do it. And I'm starting to get really concerned. So now what am I doing? I'm Googling for a resolution. Right? How many of us go out there, we need financing, we're Googling. It's horrible.
Right.
It's horrible. And you're somebody who's built up a credit score or a balance sheet over time, and you're actually going to put that stuff into the computer. You're going to put it in the internet and let somebody evaluate you and then tell you there's a couple banks out there to match with. It was like, no way. I am not putting my personal stuff online into a portal. So I finally get a call from a commercial realtor who says, I got a guy for you. Name's Crowley. He's a guy who's a bank consultant. He'll help you out. So I call him, and I finally reach him, and we have about a 5-minute conversation, and he agrees to meet me, which is great. So he and I meet in this local diner, And at our age, we shouldn't be in a diner, right, Bert? We should be eating more healthy food. We're in his breakfast to boot, and it's with bacon and eggs, and you know. So he's sitting across from me, and he's got his little laptop computer, and he told me to bring my numbers on the transaction, my income and expenses. So I did, and I'm giving them to him, and he's typing it to his computer. Now I can only see the back of his screen, and it takes about 5 minutes, and he turns the software, he turns the machine around, and there's this great big WordArt Go on the screen. And I said, Go, what does that mean? You know, and he says, oh, I just took your transaction numbers and vetted them against common commercial bank guidelines to determine whether or not you're a stop or a go to a credible institution for financing an application. And I said, really? And I said, and I'm a go? He goes, yeah, you're a go. And I looked at him and I said, what does that mean then? He goes, well, I'm going to print out one sheet of paper, the result of my software. I'm going to hand it to three of my lenders. And by Friday, you'll have a letter of intent, which is exactly what happened. But dial back. You're me sitting there. Right, right. So now you're like me, Bert, right? The entrepreneur side of you just kicked in. So now you're like, you have a huge banking issue, right? But now all you care about is what's in his computer. What does he mean? So I said, well, what do you have there? What do you mean software? He goes, yeah, it's my software. I've used it to vet billions of dollars of commercial real estate and business loans over the last 15 years for my clients, always with a successful outcome. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, really? So how do I get that? I want that on my computer. Right. I need that on my computer. I want to pre-vet myself before I speak to the bank. And he goes, yeah. Well, you can't have it. Because you can't have it. I said, what do you mean? And he goes, it's mine. I have no way to distribute it to you. I wrote the algorithms. It's in my computer. And I said, well, give me your background. He's like, well, one of the largest banks in the country he used to work for in the 80s, and he started their small business platform. And then became a consultant. And in his consultancy, he wrote this algorithm for himself to determine bank behavior. So this is one of their own, writing their own platform and having it. And boy, wouldn't all the rest of us like that.
Yeah.
So I said to him, do you have any idea the anxiety you just relieved from me? And he goes, oh, yeah, I get that all the time. People hug me. And I said, so – have you thought about packaging this in the cloud and then putting it out there for everybody to use? And he goes, I have, but I just haven't gotten to it. I'm so busy in my consultancy. And he goes, frankly, it's not really my forte, tech and marketing online. And I said, well, but it's kind of mine. So can I help you with that? Can we partner? And that's where it started. So you've got the entrepreneur business guy with the commercial banker. It's like the odd couple, right? And so
yes.
The connectivity bridge between us is the software. So now, since then, you can figure all of the money and hours and hard work that goes into actually getting a software, which is now accessible by all of us with a username password in the cloud, where in 5 minutes or less in our own office at night or during the day or whenever we want, we can decide buying a property or gain a business line, we can put in our business's numbers and determine if we are pre-qualified for a loan that we need before we ever speak to a banker.
Man.
Right?
So, all right. So take me back. You're sitting at this table. You're obviously, you know, this guy just did this incredible thing. You're what do you call it? Your head spinning. And from the time that you met with Dan, by the way, Dan is also the co-author of the book.
Yep.
I'm assuming that's the same Dan. So
it is. Yep.
Okay. And the book for everybody listening is Commercial Loan Success by John Matheson and Dan Crowley. So from the time that you met with Dan that first time until you launched, how long did that take?
Years. You know,
really?
The baked in time to create software and to get it where it works, where you beta test it, you get the appropriate vetting and testimonials of people with third-party authority in the market to say your algorithms are good, to say that it actually works, And to do all of that just takes so much longer than you would think. Finally get that end product, you're like, this is great. I really like this. I can stand behind it. People can use it the way I did, and they do. And now it's a bunch of third-party testimonials on it, which is great. And then you can, so you can now get empowered as the business owner or the property developer or property investor by being able to change the way we all communicate with a bank. You've talked to bankers, right?
Yes,
you know bankers.
Absolutely.
You had a guy on the other day talking about selling businesses, and he was talking about, is it bankable, right?
Right.
That's the question. Is any of us bankable? How would you know, Bert? Right? I mean, we can kind of guess in commercial real estate space, right? We know that they do a net operating income on our cash flowing property. We know they care about the debt service coverage ratio. And we know they want a valuation based on a cap rate or some kind of market analysis appraisal before they even start the conversation with us and open the hood and review us as a sponsor. But as a business credit line or a term loan or a credit card, all of us, everyone listening to me, has applied for these, and they gave you some amount. And you go, how did they get that number?
Yeah.
Why did they give me that number? How come that number? Right? Underwriting's different institution to institution on all of that stuff. And the reality is, people on survey, of the 28 million of us running around in small business world, 20 million of us use some form of bank credit. But we all say half the time we don't get what we want, or we get less than what we ask for. And there's 25% of us out there getting denied, and we don't know why.
That's amazing. That is freaking amazing.
So let's fix it, right? Instead of you and I walking into a bank, Bert, right, with a typical package, which includes an executive summary, a set of numbers, et cetera, asking the banker for some time, and then we're going to have a discussion. Let's change it to where it's one sheet of paper we hand the banker at the beginning of the conversation, and we say, this is third-party software that I bought that vets my numbers against common commercial bank guidelines. Here's the resulting output. Says I'm a go. Would you like to continue the conversation with me?
So let me ask it. Back to Dan. So he hands you this one sheet of paper.
Yep.
And you didn't actually do anything. It sounded like, because he said to you, hey, by Friday you'll have letters of intent. So did he distribute that one sheet for you, or did you distribute that one sheet? What's the next step?
He did it for me, but that was the relationship then. With the software today, it's a download, print, and share world where you simply download it, you print it, and you share it with your lender. Either in person, by email, you say just exactly what I just did. We have a nice resource center in the software that tells you all the things to do with the lender, and in the book, the same thing. It tells you all the things to do to get the conversation started. And then the lender now is looking at this going, whoa. So they're absorbing this, and they can consume that one sheet in 1 minute or less. And those are all the key metrics that they want to see to determine if they even want to continue the conversation with you. And if they say yes, you're halfway there. I mean, that's the reality of it. You're halfway there. And you can actually now, if somebody's not doing it and saying no, as a borrower, you can be like, well, next bank, because somebody's going to, I'm a go.
Right.
You know, I feel good here. I'm not feeling like I'm deficient some way or there's an issue. My transaction's good. Now, if there's issues that I need help with, a banker is much more likely to help me if my transaction is good. We all sometimes have issues in the file, and they're more likely to assist you if your numbers work, which is the first thing you show them. And where have you ever had that where that's all you showed them right away, just boom. And it's not your own software, and it's not their own software. It's third-party evaluation material. And it's like, this is what it says. You want to continue. Banker looks at it and says, sure, have a seat. We're now moving it to where it's digital, where you're going to be able to send that one sheet directly to institutions, that we've invited into the software who are deal-ready banks, so that you can now do it across just the digital platform. And my goal for this is, you know, right now it's 20 after 2 East Coast. I want to be able to send my one sheet to an institution, get a phone call by 2:30 from them because they've accepted my connection request. By 3:30, I want to meet the banker. By 5 o'clock, I want to know where I stand. Because we're now in a digital age. I can't get a loan approval, right? We know that. But I should be able to know where I stand because my numbers should be able to be reviewed and evaluated and commented to me that quickly today in American banking. There's no reason why it can't be. And if you talk to any of them, they'll say, oh, no, we can do that. All right, well, let's just feed them what they want then. Like the guy said the other day on your show, he said the banker's willing to give you the money if you fit into the box. He's right. But we don't understand that out here. We still have a connectivity bridge problem where we as entrepreneurs don't know if we can do business with them, especially after their last recession, even in the rearview mirror as far as it is now. So we want to be able to bridge that gap and say, okay, are you going to do business with me? The banker says, sure. I got to obviously verify everything you told me is true. Well, we all get that. We all get that, and we all know there's auxiliary parts to every transaction that can create havoc. But if our numbers are good, we have a much better chance of getting closed and getting what we're asking for. We can now defend why we want $128,000 on a credit line, right?
Right.
Or pick the number versus them saying, well, I'm only giving you $78,000. Well, wait a minute. Where'd you get that number? According to my numbers, I'm good.
Right.
As you can tell, I'm having a ball. I have a fun with this.
Sure, sure. Well, you know what? Think about it. If you're in the business, you're on a regular basis, you're doing transactions that require a bank loan.
You know, you can see where advisors love this. CPAs, because, you know, oftentimes they're asked for help in the loan process, especially when a rejection occurs. So they'll take the software and package up a loan request and be able to help the borrower place it now. A lot of their business is moving into advisory space. You can imagine the commercial realtor with the software deciding if it's even worth showing a property to a borrower because they can now vet the financing threshold on a property before they even go see it. And if you ask any of them what's the one thing that blows up most transactions, it's the financing.
Did you bring the camera phone?
I did.
Do you want to go first?
I've been waiting for this all day.
Okay, this is Bro and Stacy.
Introducing Chase Quick Deposit. Just photograph the front and back of your check using the Chase Mobile app on your iPhone and hit send.
It went through?
So cool.
This is so cool.
You want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, it was nice.
Make a deposit from anywhere, anytime with your iPhone.
To Mr. and Mrs. Walker, why would they send my parents a check?
Chase what matters.
Forward, and I don't know where I got cut off, John, but I apologize for that internet hiccup there, or that technical hiccup there. But, what was the last thing that you guys heard?
I was talking about commercial agents, Bert. I'm not sure if you heard me.
I did not hear you. All right, so go ahead and pick it up there. Right when you talk about commercial agents, talk about it.
So with the commercial, we were talking about people who benefit from the software and the outcomes of using it. And, the commercial agents now use the software as a way to pre-screen the threshold, the financing thresholds on properties before they'll even either list them or before they'll even show the property to borrowers because, they'll all tell you one of the biggest things that goes wrong in a commercial financing, in a commercial transaction is the financing.
Yes.
So they don't like to even, the ones that use our software will say, I won't go to a listing presentation and determine a price, and I won't even show a property until I know what the financing thresholds are, and they use our software for that.
Man, that's amazing. Yeah. So absolutely. I could see a prospective buyer doing the same thing. They plug the numbers in and they say, hey, this deal doesn't work based on these numbers, right?
Well, the buyer who says, you know, I can only afford to pay X, because in a normal transaction in the CRE space, commercial real estate, we're anticipating a down payment. So we're anticipating, pick a number in commercial banking, they do like 25% down. So that's where our software presets are. So we're putting 25% down on the transaction, and then we're going to finance 75% or so. And in some cases, we'll put more money down. But we need to know that the numbers on the transaction support that before we get too deep into due diligence money. And that doesn't matter if we're buying a two-family or if we're buying a 20-unit building. It's money for all of the things you have to do for due diligence. And you don't want to find out 6 weeks into the deal that your bank is viewing the financing thresholds differently than you did. You want to know where you're at before you spend that money. And so that works for a seller too. The seller can sit down and vet their own numbers and determine what a buyer can borrow on the property. So when the buyer says, oh, I can only pay X, the seller can say, well, actually, I think you can pay more.
I love it. All right. So let me ask you this. You said it took you a while to go from that first meeting with Dan to the time that you launched it. How did you go about launching this thing? I mean, was it, you know, did you do a full-on launch with a bunch of advertising? And so how did you get, you know, how did you get your commercial loan success company up and running?
So, you know, normal stuff, right? So we arranged the cash. So we had that. And then we went out and we hired as credible of a tech developer firm as we could find to build the software for us. And then once we hit what the software people will call you minimum value proposition, which was simply the software doing the normal vetting, at that point, we released it to the market and we beta tested. So we brought in some bankers, we brought in some third-party people, and we brought in some users. And we had about 100 different users in there, and they all gave us feedback. So we took the feedback, and then we changed the platform as a result of some of the really good feedback that we got. And then we packaged it up into its current form, and then we relaunched it. And when we did that, we actually have, I think you'll find it's interesting, we've got some explainer videos that appeal to each avatar, each one of the people we were just talking about, the small business owner, the property investor, the lender, the CPA, they all have their own video. And we've distributed those videos out into centers of influence as well as into places where they all are. And, you know, products don't go viral, but videos do.
Right.
And so our videos end up being sent into every crevice of the world that people believe they could be helped by this. And it really accelerated our process through that initial growth curve. We didn't have to get into big advertising and big, you know, money outlays with a spray and pray approach. We were actually able to target our marketing through our videos out there into the right places. And it's allowed our growth to be very predictable.
Nice. So if somebody is listening to this and they're going, man, this is fantastic, I can't wait to jump on this, where do they go? Where is the website?
Sure. So where our main site is commercialloansuccess.com, but where I would say everybody should go is to getonCLS.com, GetonCLS, getonCLS.com. And there you'll find all of our explainer videos consolidated into one place. And depending upon who you are and what your interests are is what video you watch. And then at the end of that video is a clickable link, which takes you to a more informative page, which gives you more information, more features, more benefits, and a way to get a free trial on the software.
All right. So putting this in the show notes, they go to getonCLS.com.
Yep.
And it has the explainer videos. It has everything they need, including the free trial. And so, okay, get on LS.com. All right, so I got to ask you this. When you met with Dan, he had a working prototype. So why did you need to hire another tech to write the software when it was already written?
So you know what? It's in software. I, as a real estate developer, I got an education, Bert. So, you know, sometimes you don't need to know everything you do, but now I do, right? So Dan's was in his own environment in your basic Excel type formats, right?
Gotcha.
And then, so now you have to get it into the HTML so that it can work online. So now we are hosted online and we're in the best hosting environment for security you can get. We're bank level security in our platform, and it's username password is the only way you can get in. And all of your information you can save on a dashboard. You end up with our resource center. You end up with all sorts of tutorial videos inside. Makes your experience through each page of the software very intuitive, very easy to use. Not a lot of your time, 5 minutes or less, and you have your answer on your loan.
Wow. All right. Yeah, it absolutely is. This is going to revolutionize the industry quite a bit. It's going to help everybody out. Okay, so you guys, again, the website is getoncls.com, getoncls.com. And there, you know, he's got, as he said, explainer videos for small business owner, property investor, owner, sellers, CPAs and accounting professionals, commercial real estate professionals, lenders. I mean, any profile or avatar that you are, you can go there and you can watch it and then play around with it. And so right now, John, do you have a goal for commercial loan success? I mean, do you hope to have, a million subscribers, or what is, let's say, a 3 to 5 year goal for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's interesting because on a subscriber basis, we're talking about the people like you and I who would use it. And
right.
What's happened to us in the natural maturation of our process, the bankers have had people download, print, and share one sheets. And the stories I could tell you of empowerment that go on in the borrower's world, but the banker's going, wow. So the banker calls us. And the bankers have said, from brand name bankers that everybody would recognize on the call, the bankers have said, hey, we want to meet your borrowers. You know, we don't like to reject people. We're community builders as bankers. This is what they tell us. And they say most of the time what happens is we have an unprepared borrower or an unrealistic borrower with expectations coming to us we have to say no to. Your software frames the expectations of the borrower, and it saves us time and money vetting the initial components of the transaction to see if we even want to go to application. Please introduce us to your people. So as we've created that digital platform, our value proposition, Bert, you can imagine, goes a lot higher because now – you're going to have banks we've invited inside. You can imagine me picking a bank, right? It's not easy for the bank. You know, we want our entrepreneurs and our property investors served by the fairest rate terms and most credible institutions in America inside there. So that's who we want in there. So we're building that now. And when that happens, it becomes a platform for, you know, how many dollars of transactions a year. I think your goal is ambitious but doable for us.
Man, yeah, it's exciting. You know, it's very rare. It's very rare to get this excited about software. But for anybody who's ever had to deal with the forms and the banks and all that, this is pretty exciting stuff, John.
You know, it gets even more fun, Bert, real quick, just because people I know, they're thinking this out there. The software starts to be able to just vet your transaction at between $1 and $200.
Wow.
So it's not a heavy lift to get this kind of empowerment to know before you ever speak to a banker if your transaction is a go. I mean, are you pre-qualified, at least on your numbers? We don't know your balance sheet. We don't know your credit. We don't know your history. We don't know. The software can't tell you, or it can't tell if your building has a roof that's falling in. right? But it can vet all the numbers, and it can get you in a position where now you can negotiate rate and term. You can defend your numbers. You can walk into that bank without the feeling of trepidation, with the feeling of confidence and empowerment, and say, hey, I'm here to do business. Who wants to work with me? And it changes it. Technology, it bridges to a change in the relationship between borrower and banker. You're right, which is why I've gotten, you know, why I'm excited about it, and you see it, and anyone who looks at it sees it and says, yeah, this is fun stuff. Let's do it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. John, this has been so much fun being able to talk about commercial loan success. Not only is it number one book on Amazon, but it's literally a wonderful piece of software that is going to help millions of users and everybody that's involved in a commercial loan. So this is just a wonderful piece of technology, and I want to wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you, Bert. And it's been great to be on your show. I've been looking forward to being on your show, and it's been a real honor. Thank you.
You bet. Good stuff there from John Matheson. Getting commercial loan success fast is how I'm going to title this particular episode, because really that's what he's doing. He's helping you, the borrower, get that commercial loan success in a much faster way, and giving you the confidence that you need to be able to walk in and talk intelligently to a bank or some other kind of institution. The free trial, the explainer videos are available at getoncls.com. I'm putting that in the show notes. The book is available at Amazon. I'm going to put a link here in the show notes as well. Please, let's share this episode with everyone you know. Let's help as many people as you know have commercial loan success, have it faster and have it easier. And most of all, remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.